Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it needs to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stanley right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, go up to the website. You know, there's a lot going on, a lot happening. You can sign up for our weekly email blast. You can sign up for the text messaging by simply texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Look, and exciting event coming up in November. I'll let you know more about it as we go on here. Some of you who have asked, you know, how do I protect myself? How do I know what the Constitution... Now, lots of you think you're constitutional scholars, as I thought I was until I started taking a constitutional coach class. Man, was I illiterate to that? Seriously. So, anyway, you want to get involved, you want to get engaged, and as soon as I get some of the details down, you can spend a couple days with me in Vegas, not Las Vegas, but Nevada, and we're going to be learning how to protect ourselves with the proper weapons, you know, and with the Constitution. So, hey, after the break, I want to talk a little bit about whether, you know, Kenosha. Did we jump to another conclusion? You watch these gangs taking over the cities. You're watching what's happening all over the place. Governors and mayors that really don't want to engage, right? They all want to aim it at Trump. And now you look at Kyle Rittenhouse, who, you know, he's a 17-year-old kid, if you would. And they want to try, this conversation, they may try him as an adult for murder or involuntary manslaughter or whatever when he was protecting himself. Again, there was a jump to a conclusion before seeing the whole video. And that's because those elected officials that you put in place, yeah, well, I say you because some of you listening from those areas, you have put them in place. Those elected officials care more about what the news is going to say about them, whether they're going to get reelected. And I got news for you. You will not be reelected when they start seeing truly who you are, what you stand for. I will give up on humanity if some of you guys get back in again. When you think that, again, I said it earlier almost as a joke when I said, look, if you really believe that men standing on the roofs of their houses or women standing on the roofs of their houses and businesses, protecting their businesses with guns because the police won't, they won't even show up, are vigilantes? No, a vigilante is one that goes out to the streets, goes out looking for people, goes out looking for, well, trouble if you want. Not when you're protecting your own home, your own work. That is not a vigilante. That is not a vigilante any more than protesters who decide to set cars on fire, buildings on fire, loot our peaceful protesters. But you won't see that from the other side, will you? Not going to happen. Remember, we heard about with the hands up, don't shoot. And then we heard and found out and saw the proof that wasn't true. There was absolutely no truth to that comment. And even the quote-unquote witness who said that's what it was, that's what was said, recanted later and said, no, I lied. I made it up. I lied. So why are the Democrats still carrying that? Is it because they believe in lies? I'm just asking. I'm making a serious question here. If you're a Democrat and you still use that term and you believe hands up, don't shoot is real, why? I'm people around him, people that were for, that were against the cop, even said that wasn't true. And now, you know, all this that started with George Floyd, talk about taking advantage of a real bad situation. Medical examiner now says that George Floyd had fatal level of fentanyl, right? The stuff that's coming in from China in the bucket loads. But China's a good country. We should try to work something out with them, right? George Floyd had a fatal level of fentanyl in his system. Now, it doesn't specifically say that that's what killed him. But one of the issues when you I won't say overdose, but have too much fentanyl in your system, is you have a hard time breathing. George was having a hard time breathing. Now, again, I'm not saying that that's what killed him. And I'm not saying the cop having his leg on his neck for 8 minutes is acceptable either. So when the attorney's office on June 1st indicted that Baker, indicated that Baker thought the amount of fentanyl in Floyd's blood was pretty high and could be at a fatal level, because it was not under, it wasn't normal circumstances, that the death could have been caused by that and not necessarily his leg on the officer's leg on his neck. That doesn't clear the cop from doing what he did. All right? I mean, seriously, it doesn't. And it doesn't mean I'm not part of the jury. I wasn't there. I've seen bits and pieces of this. I'm not going to convict him. Anyone I would convict anybody else of doing something wrong unless you had proof. And when you look at that whole video of George's, you see exactly what went down from start to finish. But we didn't see that in the news, did we? As many stations love to do, it was wonderfully edited. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I can tell you 39 kids that are very happy that we haven't defunded the police. Oh, that's right. U.S. Marshals found 39 missing children in Georgia. And, my God, thank God that they did that. Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
An explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I've been talking about how we've gotten to the point now we just jumped to conclusions and all this stuff. We don't think. I'm sorry, but we don't. We don't think anything through anymore. And we've seen a lot of these instances where I mean, again, let me clarify something here. I'm not saying that all these shootings were justified. What I am saying, though, is we seem to jump to conclusions the minute we hear about one of these shootings. And, you know, it doesn't help us that you have Sheila Jackson Lee running around telling people that, you know, police officers get dressed in the morning and decide to go hunt down young black men. mean, that's a new one for me. And it's crazy. It's not right. And all it does is fan the flames, if you would. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, you know, appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I think Kenosha is another situation where we have jumped again to conclusions. So I've asked John Zimrak to join me. He's a senior editor of The Stream, author of a recently politically incorrect guide to Catholicism. Boy, I love politically incorrect guides, John. I think they're perfect.
Thank you. Also, I write a lot about the Second Amendment lately. I've got a piece at The Stream I hope everybody will read called No Second Amendment, No First. And it's about the connection between gun rights and all our other freedoms, especially our religious freedom and our freedom of speech and our political freedom. I think we see that really brought home in this case of Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, as you were saying, the media jumps to conclusions, and so do prosecutors, by the way. Here's a young man who's been falsely labeled a white supremacist and a vicious hater, has been accused by, has been charged with first degree murder. If you look at the video, and even the New York Times had to admit this, he was defending himself. This is a young man. He's a kind of an Eagle Scout. He's a volunteer EMT guy. During the he went from his hometown about 70 miles into Kenosha because he had seen video of store owners getting beaten up by looters trying to protect their stores. He saw an old man trying to defend his livelihood, the business he'd spent his life building, like with a fire extinguisher, getting beaten up by a much younger man from Antifa. He decided he was going to go help defend those private businesses. He joined some other citizens with carrying their weapons, which they legally were allowed to carry under the American U.S. Second Amendment. They were defending private property against looters and thugs. He helped save a car dealership and a gas station from getting burned. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in damage to an innocent third party who had absolutely nothing to do with the police shooting of a black suspect who was apparently going for his knife. But whatever the merits of the police shooting, those things are supposed to be litigated in court by a jury of the policeman's peers, not by thugs in the street burning down the businesses of totally innocent third parties. So Kyle Rittenhouse shows up there, 17 years old. A mob chases him. One of them shoot a gun in his direction, at him, missing him. He trips and falls. They're still coming at him. One tries to club him to death with a skateboard. He finally fires his weapon, and he does a good job. He kills two of his attackers and wounds one of them. And now the Democrat governor, the Democrat mayor, and the Democrat prosecutor are charging him with first degree murder. That's what Lee Harvey Oswald would have been charged with for shooting JFK in a premeditated assassination attempt. It is just outrageous.
Yeah, but you're seeing this everywhere. You know, I was talking about this earlier today. They were talking about these the men and women that were standing on the rooftops of their homes and their businesses, protecting their homes and their businesses. What were they called? They were called vigilantes.
Right.
But the kids in But the people in the streets that are burning down police cars, burning down businesses, looting CVS and Target, those are peaceful protesters.
Yeah, I love the news story which said peaceful protest intensifies, several city blocks burn. I mean, when a peaceful protest, when the peace just gets so intense, it explodes into fires that burn whole neighborhoods and kill people and brutalize people. How about the peaceful protesters marching around Washington, D.C., going to people eating outside at cafe tables and demanding that they hold their fist up in the communist black power salute and say Black Lives Matter or they'll beat them up? That's the kind of thing that happened in Mao's China, that happens in Castro's Cuba, and today in Hugo Chavez's Venezuela. It's happening in our nation's capital. Why? Why is that happening in Washington, D.C. and not in, say, Dallas, Texas? A little thing called the Second Amendment. In Dallas, we're allowed to have concealed carry. You're not going to go up to strangers and browbeat them and threaten them to repeat your political slogans on pain of a physical assault because they might just pull out a Smith & Wesson. That's why the Second Amendment is crucial to American freedom. It's not just for protection against crime. It's for protection against violent political mobs like these and against tyrannical governments. If you read the ratification debate for the Second Amendment, you'll see every single founder agreed that an armed citizenry who could form into citizens' militias was the ultimate guarantee of liberty in America. And now we're seeing it in one Democrat-run city after another.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I love the fact that these mayors, we'll stick with the mayors for a minute. You know, you look at Seattle and Portland, and they're sitting there saying, no, they're just expressing themselves. These are mostly peaceful protests. I'm thinking, okay, apparently they're not using the same dictionary that we are, because I don't see peaceful behind them. And so you kind of made it funny about it, but it's so true. CNN a week ago, where the kids, there was building burning behind the guy, there were cars burning behind the guy, and there were guys punching each other behind the reporter, and he's talking about the mostly peaceful protest that was going on where he was at.
Right now, I just saw this on Twitter, I saw the image, they had a guillotine, and they just beheaded President Trump in effigy in Washington, D.C. But that's mostly peaceful, right? Because they only cut off the
head. Well, they didn't, now come on, John, they didn't use the real president, they just used... Right.
So. Right. But if you have a rope for pulling down a garage door that somebody has a noose, it's a national crisis.
Oh yeah, but we're this is two problems here. One is they have ginned it up. The left has ginned it up so much that anything that even smells like or looks like it's not quite right, that's a reason to riot and get your free products guide for Target. You look at the same thing. Now that we see the full tape on Jacob Blake, it's a whole different story. But nobody wanted to see the whole thing, and nobody wants to even hear about it right now. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. I believe in capitalism. I know you do, too. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Sight. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Backing wind speeds of over 150 miles an hour and bringing life-threatening storm surges, Laura became one of the strongest hurricanes in U.S. history to make landfall as it struck Louisiana near the Texas border. The dangerous storm came ashore near Cameron in southwestern Louisiana, and the storm's maximum sustained winds have since fallen under 90 miles an hour. Laura is weakening and expected to become a tropical storm. However, there are still tornadoes possible over parts of Louisiana, Arkansas, and western Mississippi. President Donald Trump is expected to harshly criticize Democratic opponent Joe Biden in his speech at the Republican National Convention. According to the passages first reported by Politico, Trump will go after Biden's past as well as the lack of policies in his campaign. The president is expected to hit Biden on China, immigration, crime, and a number of other issues. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
We are back.
She kissed me.
Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, so Democrat trigger alert. President Trump is giving a speech at the White House. And there's people sitting in the yard, in the lawn, on chairs. They're not even a foot apart. Nobody has masks on. You know what's going to happen tomorrow? They're all going to die of COVID. I mean, if you turn over to CNN, I'm sure that's what they're telling you. I mean, no question about it. There's something really wrong with these people. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I think the convention has been great up until now, and because the president's giving his speech, so I'm sure that'll be great as well. But let me get back to my guest again. You know, we jumped to conclusions. You see Kenosha again, another jump to a conclusion. But with the shootings that have taken place, justified or not, I'm not going to get into that with you. But since when does the first news report tell it all? Right? Since when does the first news report, especially from a CNN or an MSNBC or an ABC, DEFG, any of these places, you know, so true, so right, that it gives you a right now to go to Target and wipe the place out? Because nothing says justice like stealing from department stores. I mean, seriously, it's just amazing to me. John Zimrek is joining me. He's a senior editor of The Stream and author of a recent politically incorrect guide to Catholicism. You know, anything that's a politically incorrect guide, I'm up for. How you doing, John?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Very good so far. So far. I'll let you know tomorrow when we see all the bumps. Joe Biden got almost, I don't know if you were tracking it all, but he got virtually no bump from the convention, which is unheard of, right?
Yeah, I mean, but that Democrat convention was so bizarre. It really was summed up by the old hippie photoshopped in with the old black drag queen singing a song about riots from the 1960s. Maybe the Democrats shouldn't have been singing about the riots, since they are the ones holding the riots and starting the riots and burning our cities, trashing our stores, bankrupting our businessmen, vilifying our cops. All in defense of people resisting arrests, many of whom have felony records and are wanted or suspected in felonies. I mean, it's as if they just come out of the crime party, or another better term is heard, a narco-tyranny. Anarchy in the streets, chaos in the streets, but they'll if your church has services, they will arrest the pastor. If you don't use the right books for your homeschooling your kids, they will try to take away custody from you. Mm-hmm. So the things that are important that the government's supposed to do, like controlling the borders and keeping order in the streets, no, no. They're going to leave that to the thugs and the mob. But if you don't use the right transgender pronoun, the diversity police will come to your house.
Well, here in Los Angeles, they're letting people out of jail because they're worried that they're going to get COVID, yet they're going to put you in jail for not wearing a mask. You can't smoke enough dope to have that make sense. And that's what they're doing on a regular basis, right? And you look at MSNBC. This one kind of blew my mind. So they interrupted Governor Kristi Noem's speech, because Maddow said that Noem was very wrong to say that Democrat-led cities like New York and Portland and Seattle have been overrun by crime and looting. So she brought on Jenny Durkin, you know, whose city is having its own issues. And these people play with a different dictionary. It is a sickness. I used to not allow it. I was telling you during the break, early days in the show, I would never let people say, you know, liberalism is a sickness. But when you see this going on, when they're looking at old people getting punched in the street, being lit on fire, cars being lit on fire, and they're saying, this is not violent, this is a problem.
Well, you know, I've got another piece at stream.org called about this. Kenosha's Kyle Rittenhouse, scapegoat or patriot. And I talk about, you know, Antifa is not a new organization. Antifa was created in the late 1920s by the Communist Party of Germany. And they were the street-fighting provisional thugs who fought on behalf of the Communist Party. And they would fight with the Nazis, but they would also beat up the Catholics and the Social Democrats and all the moderates. They were street thugs. They lost the street fight to the Nazis, and the Nazis took power, one extremist faction rather than another. And they studied how the Nazis won. And now they are following the same playbook that brought the Nazis to power. And I'll tell you what it was. In the 20s and 30s, when there was street war between the communists and the Nazis, and all the 70% of the country that didn't support either one was sort of looking on in horror, the government, the mayors of the various German cities, sided with the Nazis. So when the brown shirts got in street fights with Antifa, they would arrest everyone, and then they would let the brown shirts go with a slap on the wrist, and they would put the Antifa people in prison, exactly as is happening in America, in the blue cities and states, where they let Antifa people off without bail, even though they committed arson, even though they committed assault. Mayors let them off, they're letting violent criminals out of jail, but Kyle Rittenhouse, he's on trial for life. He could go to prison for life for defending himself. So the Democrats in these cities are siding with the violent thugs because they're part of the same movement. That's exactly how the Nazis took power. You know, street thugs cooperating with the politicians in their offices, and the police not protecting the general public against political extremists. So what Antifa learned from the rise of the Nazis was how they could imitate the Nazis.
No, I agree with you. When you look at the movements being made, but the problem is that our education system has dumbed down some of these young people so much, they can't draw a correlation between these because they don't even know about it. They don't know about the things that took place and what went on overseas. And as you were talking, I was thinking to myself, these kids and a lot of these young kids don't know what they're being used for. They've been wronged. You know, they're stuck with an $80,000 or $100,000 debt for going to college and getting a degree that's totally useless. They've been wronged. So, you know,
they're just ideologically brainwashed.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And then let's take it back around, though, to we were talking about this during the break, too. When you look at what's going on with the left, you know, Nancy Pelosi made a comment about a year ago that I've been joking about ever since. She actually looked into the camera with that, you know, that finger of hers. She's scolding I don't know if she was scolding the American populace or just the cameraman, but she's saying, you know, the Democrats do the work of God, all right, and the Republicans do the work of the devil.
Well, why
and
is
I was
the
laughing. What God is she talking about?
Why is the Church of Satan on the side of the Democrats? Why are they filing injunctions to keep abortion legal because it's a religious ritual of their church. Have you heard that one? That's the latest.
No.
A pastor from the Church of Satan, Trump, saying that abortion is part of its religion, so under the First Amendment, abortion has to be permitted. I would agree with them. Abortion is a diabolical sacrament, and it's interesting that Nancy Pelosi, while claiming to be a devout Catholic, once said that abortion, the right to abortion, was sacred to her according to her religion. And I thought, well, that's not Christianity. That's certainly not Catholicism. Maybe she is a Satanist, or, you know, maybe a member of the Aztec religion that did human sacrifice.
Oh, no, listen, you notice she said her religion. You know,
yeah.
I mean, seriously, and even the Catholics, I thought it was great when she went back to get a picture with the Pope way back when, and he kind of shunned her along like, nothing happening. But what really surprises me is, what was it, I call him Joey B, by the way. So Joey B goes, and his bishop says he cannot partake, you know, of communion because he is out there and he is for abortion. And they all got upset. All the, can we call them congressional Catholics? Because I don't want to call them regular Catholics. We'll call them congressional Catholics.
I call them swamp Catholics.
Okay. There you go. All right. Well, falls in line with where they're at. I mean, I have this conversation. I grew up in Catholicism. You know, I'm now what's referred to as a born-again Christian, but I grew up in Catholicism. I don't remember those things being pushed when I was a kid. I don't remember those things being acceptable, anything along those lines. And now they talk about it like it's part of the religion, and it's not. I know plenty of Catholics that do not believe in abortion, you know, or same-sex marriage or any of those things.
Well,
so I don't know.
Christians condemned abortion before the New Testament was written. There's a book called the Didache, D-I-D-A-C-H-E. Look it up. Look it on the internet. It was found about 30 years ago. The Didache. And it was written down before most of the New Testament was written down. And one of the things the earliest community of Christians said was how heinous abortion and infanticide were. Remember, those were common practices in ancient Rome, especially infanticide, abandoning children on the walls of the city if you didn't want them. And you know who would go and rescue them? The Jews and the Christians were rescuing those children and raising them as their own. So the Christian church has been pro-life since its founding. Since before its founding, because the Jews were pro-life before them. Yeah. The most fundamental thing is protecting the life of innocent children. And what do the Democrats do to deflect from that? They say, well, you're locking children in cages.
John, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are at it. Again. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Two things you can do up there for me is sign up for our email blast. We send one week out. I'm not one of those guys that inundates you every single day or even every other day with an email, so you can find out who's coming on, topics we'll be discussing. Also, if you want to text alerts, if you like me, I hate emails. I hate going through them one by one and finding out who said what and who wants what. Sign up for the text alerts, and that's really simple. TRS to 77222. Text TRS to 77222. And again, you can stop this stuff anytime if you don't want it anymore. John Zimrak joins me. He's a senior editor of the Stream and the author of a recently politically incorrect guide to Catholicism. And I hope you're appreciating the conversation as much as I am. John, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, John, before we get rolling and forget, tell people what the Stream is, where they can get information, can they sign up for notes?
Sure.
Just, you know how it goes.
It's a conservative Christian website dedicated to personal freedom, religious freedom, and standing up for the innocent, especially the unborn. Go to stream.org to follow it. I write there 5 days a week. We've got some other fantastic writers. Eric in Texas writes for us sometimes. It was founded by James Robinson, who is the evangelist who introduced Jerry Falwell Sr. to Ronald Reagan and started, got the whole Christian right rolling and helped Ronald Reagan win that 1980 election.
Wow. You know, speaking of the evangelists that are out there you know, a couple of years ago, I don't know if you remember, but Franklin Graham came out here and he talked to pastors up and down the state of California saying you've got to get your people involved in politics. You've got to raise up people to run for school boards, city councils, that kind of stuff, because we can take back California. I don't know how, you know, again, you and I are just meeting and people, you know, how many of these pastors, how many of these Christians that you run into understand that we're supposed to be involved in politics. We're supposed to have an active involvement.
What they don't realize is that America was created by Christians involved in politics. 95% of the American founders were Orthodox Christians. 5%. 5% of them were deists, like Jefferson and Franklin. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our Second Amendment freedom actually, our gun rights, are based in our religious rights. The Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution that guarantees our gun rights was copied from the English Bill of Rights in 1689. And that Bill of Rights explicitly connected gun rights to religious freedom, because evangelical Christians, the equivalent, the Puritans, had been persecuted in England for 100 years. And in 1689, they managed to get the Parliament to say, no Protestant Christian can be denied the right to carry a gun. That's the English Bill of Rights, 1689. Our Second Amendment copied that, but it said all citizens will be allowed to carry firearms. But in that whole time of the American colonial founding, the Puritans, but also in the South, churches all up and down in America, every few weeks would have sermons urging the believers to join their local militia, which was not the government, it was not the National Guard, it was private citizens, to join their local militia, to practice with firearms, to protect their community, both against Indian attacks, but also against tyrannical government. And that's why in 1776, when we declared our independence, we were able to fight off the greatest military machine on the face of the earth, the British Empire. And we were able to beat them again and again and again because all of our citizens were armed and had trained themselves to resist tyranny. By contrast, if you look around the world, between 1914 and 1990, 170 million civilians were murdered by their own governments. And that does not include casualties of war. That's from the book Death by Government by a genocide scholar, R.J. Rumble. 170 million civilians murdered by their governments. And you know what all those civilians had in common? They'd all been disarmed first by those governments. It's no accident. The first thing the communists did in Russia, the Nazis did in Germany, that Castro did in Cuba, that Mao did in China, was to take the guns away from the ordinary people, because you have to render them helpless so that when the thugs show up at their door, as they showed up at the McCluskey store in St. Louis, they're supposed to be helpless. They're supposed to surrender. They're supposed to take a knee and do whatever the thugs tell them. Well, guess what? Americans don't do that. That's why we have the Second Amendment, and that's why the Second Amendment is the key to the whole pyramid. You pull out the Second Amendment and no other freedom is safe.
Look, you've got a guy here that totally agrees with you, and people, you know, I'm talking about, I don't know if you know who Rick Green is, but he's got a program going on, Constitutional Coach, where you can go, you can actually learn about the Constitution, you can find out what our founding fathers, what brought them around to do a certain amendments and why they did them. To your point, I'm a fairly learned guy, and I never knew that every one of those were journaled. There were you know, official journalists in the room that were writing down the argument that was going back and forth and why that was put in place. We don't talk about that anymore. We're sitting here in a room guessing why they would do that when we could actually go look at the journals and find out, right?
There's a fantastic book called That Every Man Be Armed by Stephen Halbert, and he chronicles the history of gun rights in the West, but especially its origins in the United States and in colonial America. And he shows it comes from the concern of Christians to preserve their religious freedom. You know, this really brought this home to me. My friend Jason Jones did a tour of Iraq, of the Kurdish areas of Iraq. He went to Mosul, and he talked to the men whose wives and daughters had been kidnapped by ISIS and turned into sex slaves. And these men were weeping talking to him. He said, they said, we couldn't protect them. 500 guys from ISIS marched into Mosul. But the population was helpless because the Iraqi government had taken away their guns. So 500 thugs were able to turn the city of Mosul into a rape camp because the citizens had been disarmed by their government. When Beto O'Rourke says, heck yeah, we're going to take your guns, when Joe Biden says, yeah, I'm going to hire Beto O'Rourke to take your guns, believe him. Believe him. When they file felony charges against McCluskey for defending their home against a mob that was on their lawn, believe them. When they accuse Kyle Rittenhouse of murder for defending himself against thugs with guns, one of them a pedophile, believe them. They want to take our guns, and all of our other rights will fall like a bunch of dominoes after that.
John, are we dull people, or do we just don't believe things? Because remember, when Hillary Clinton was running, when she talked about scripture or religion, if you would, you know, remember, she's the one that pulled her daughter, what was it, out of catechism or out of Sunday school because they said that abortion was bad. I mean, her daughter was 6 years old, probably didn't even know how to spell abortion, let alone what it was. And then she said, look, if you don't come into the 21st century, if you don't bring your scripture into the 21st century, we'll force you to. And then Tim Kaine said the same thing to the Catholic community. We will pass laws to force you to bring your scripture into today's mindset. They don't get it. They don't believe that God actually exists and has a word and wants us to live a certain way, do they?
No. They're more like the government of China. The government of China permits there to be government-controlled churches. They call them patriotic churches. And they have to alter the scriptures. They have to change their teaching to be conformable with government policy. That's what the Democrats want. They want to see all our churches turned into what they call patriotic or progressive churches that focus on redistributing income, turning power over to the government, disarming the population, putting children under the control of the government, not their parents, and generally creating the Tower of Babel on Earth instead of cooperating with God and building the city of God. So they are a diabolical perversion and counterfeit of Christianity.
You know, I always talk to people, I say, look, I want you to think about something. Take probably one of the most simplest stories in the Bible where Jesus says, you know, you give a man a fish, and he's stuck. He's reliant on you. Now, those aren't the exact words, obviously, but he's reliant on you, right? He's reliant on being fed by somebody. You teach him to fish, he can take care of himself for life. And look at the difference.
I'm not sure that's in the Bible, Joe, but that's good common sense.
No, but, you know, when you talk about this and you say, look at the government. The government, when you look at the Democrats, they want to feed you for life. They want you reliant on them. God is no longer your sufficiency. Now it's the Democrat Party. Now it's the government who's now your sufficiency. And the Republicans are saying, no. We'll help you. We'll retrain you. Then you go take care of yourself. That's what freedom is all about. Majorly the difference between the two, isn't there?
The Democrats are like drug dealers. They want to keep us dependent on what they supply.
That's true. All right, real quick, because we're about out of time, tell people again, where can they get your book? Where can they read more of your writings?
Read me at scream.org and check out my book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism. I also have The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration, both available on Amazon.
Yeah, appreciate your time with me tonight.
I
always, you're welcome back anytime.
Okay,
God bless.
Thanks. Have a great night.
You too. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. A lot more coming up after the break. A lot more coming up. Don't go far.